All right. We're starting the interview today. And what's your name?
Lottie Marlowe. Lottie is my nickname. Bessie is my...
That's your real name?
My real name.
Bessie. Okay. And today's date?
May the 10th, 1988.
Okay. And the name of this community?
Rock River, Wyoming.
And the county?
It's Albany County.
Okay. With that information, let's just begin, and you can tell me a little about growing up here, about your youth, about your parents and grandparents.
Well, I'll start out telling you that my parents were both from Georgia, mm-hmm. in a little town named Young Cane, Georgia, Union County. And Dad, my father, B.F., Benjamin F., nicknamed Doc, came to...
Was that Benjamin Franklin?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And he came to Wyoming in 1901. Previously, a gentleman from Georgia had come out here and found that he liked it, and so through him, my dad came out and worked on different ranches. He worked for the ranch, helping the cook. He never was a cowboy, although he loved horses, but he never was a rider. And he was out here then until, I can't remember just what year it was that he went back south. His mother had cancer, and he went back and stayed a couple of years back south. It was before 1911, but probably 1905 or 6. And he stayed back there until his mother passed away. And in the meantime, he met my mother. She had grown up. He had known her when she was a little girl, and there were 12 years difference in their ages. So when she was older and he was older, the age didn't seem to, you know, make too much of a difference. So he courted her back there. And then in 1910, he came back to Wyoming, and he bought a railroad house, the old Wilcox section house that was on the old Union Pacific line that was completed in 1868.
The first transcontinental railroad?
Yeah, uh-huh. And it, well, anyhow, he bought the house. And a fellow by the name of Fremont Nelson, an old-timer, took, I think it was 8 head of horses, and they moved that big section house down onto Dad's property by the creek. Well, then when he had a home, he sent for Mother. And she came out, and I can't remember, she was... a pretty good-looking young lady. So the neighbor said, one of our neighbors told me that that Mother was the most beautiful woman he'd ever seen. Said she would get on that horse of hers, and her black hair streaming behind her, and she'd ride with the wind, you know, with her hair.
Sounds like a novel, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, it was really something. Well, anyhow, Dad sent for Mother to come out in November, and... she came out, and he met her in Laramie. There was a pasture train, you know, through Rock River then at that time. And he met her there, and they were married, and they came to Rock River. Well, Dad was quite a well-known cowboy here, and he was a very jolly